Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray that the broadcast will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Lord, I pray for the listeners under my voice today that you touch them, bless them, encourage them, and help them to walk in your word. I pray if there be one that's not born again, that today they will receive you as their Lord and Savior, that they'll ask you to come into their hearts. And Lord, when they do, I know you're going to forgive them, for you said in your word that you would in no wise cast out anyone or turn anyone away that comes to you. I pray, Father, that you just change their lives for time and eternity. And I thank you for your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, I have my little book here of different sayings. And the one, I love this one. It says this, "The water won't clean up until the hogs get out of the creek." And the translation to that is that you have to get to the heart of the problem. And in Mark chapter 7, verse 23, this is what the Lord said. He said, "And these evil things come from within and defile the man." I want to read that again. Jesus said, "These evil things come from within and defile the man." You know, the Lord had listed a difference of sins here, that he had adultery, evil thoughts, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, proud, foolishness. And Jesus said all these evil things come from within that defile a man. In other words, what defile a man is not his dirty hands or his dirty feet or his dirty clothes. What defiles men is the evil thoughts that are on the inside. What you put in is what's going to come out. You can stay around a person just a little while, and it won't take long until you know the character of that person, because it won't take long for what's the abundance of the heart start coming out of their mouth. And you know what? Their lives will never clean up or never get any better or never straighten up until the heart matter is fixed. You have to have a heart translation. You have to have a heart transfer, or however how you want to say it. You got to have a heart. Your heart has to be touched. And the only one that can do that is through Jesus Christ. He can clean up our heart. And you know, when we defile ourselves and we fill ourselves with evil things and we watch things and we hear things that we shouldn't. And in this world, it's hard sometimes not to hear and see things that you shouldn't. But the sin doesn't come in so much of hearing them and seeing as it is when we begin to ponder them and to act upon them. King David, when he went up on the rooftop and he saw Bathsheba taking a bath, that wasn't a sin. The sin came in when he began to lust after her, and then he sent for her, and then he lay with her, and then he got her pregnant, and then to cover up his sin, he had her husband killed. Let me tell you, children, sin is not going to stop with just one look. Sin is not going to stop with just one night. Sin is not going to stop with that first major. Let me tell you, it's going to keep on and keep on and keep on. What's on the inside is going to defile the man, and that's going to come out, and it's going to show up in your words, and it's going to show up in your actions. And you can go to all the therapy classes you want to. You can go to all the psychologists you want to. But the only one that can transform your heart is the Lord Jesus Christ. Schools inform. Reformatories reform, but Jesus transform. Let me say that again. Schools inform. Reformatories reform, but Jesus transforms. And that's what you need today. If you don't have Jesus in your life, you need to be transformed into that new creation he said you could be. And he takes out that heart, that old stony heart of you that is in you, and he gives you a heart of flesh, a heart of love, a heart that is tender to his word. And that will make the difference in our hearts and lives. And that will make a difference in all those who are around you. Because let me tell you, whether you know it or not, you're not an island to yourself. You affect all that around you. God bless you today, and I pray that you'll work from the inside out. Let Jesus touch you. God bless you.